from English Mojo.
I must say that I was deeply shocked. So spoke the commander of the world's fifth largest economy and nuclear power, explaining why he walked out of a meeting of the European Union's 25 government leaders and took his foreign minister with him. It's hard to imagine what could have so profoundly shaken President Chirac, a man who has seen the world and knows its workings. The circumstance was a civilized presentation to the EU leaders on the current trend of economic protectionism, a trend that France is leading. Top business executive and Frenchman, Ernest Antoine Cellier, was just beginning his talk, telling the leaders that he would speak in English, the language of business. Then Le Président, who speaks passable English himself, interrupted his countryman in French, asking why in the world he was speaking English. Chirac got instant praise in some circles for this action. Nicolas Dupont Aignan, head of a French nationalist political group, said he has given new hope to all defenders of the French language with the great dignity of his beau geste. Ah, the proud Chirac had his noble reasons. He says, I was deeply shocked to see a Frenchman speak at the council in English. That is the reason why the French delegation and I left, rather than have to listen to that. And France has great respect for its language. It has been fighting for a long time to establish the presence of the French language, whether it be at the Olympic Games, where it was contested for a while, whether it be in the European Union, or at the United Nations. Sounds a bit like Churchill's finest hour, doesn't it?
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
So I wonder, now, what will happen to the 4 hours of daily English planned on the Chaîne d'Information Internationale, the upcoming French 24-hour television network? Nonetheless, I know where you're coming from, Jacques, when you say, we fight for our language. It is in our international interest. And the world of tomorrow will not be built on a single language. That would be a dramatic step backwards. Unless, of course, that single language were French. Est-ce que ce n'est pas ainsi? Send us your comments, your questions, or your observations about English Mojo and English worldwide. You can reach us at englishmojo@gmail.com, at telephone 1-480-422-0054.
More at englishmojo.com.